Hello and welcome to another solo episode of the Traumweberinnen podcast. My name is Manuela and Happy New Year! We have got January 2025 and it's been a while since I posted my last episode on the podcast. The last two episodes in December were interviews with two amazing guests and I really loved closing 2024 with these inspirational interviews and opening the new year with a solo episode because so much has happened for me in 2024 and this podcast has been a big part of it. It has been a huge step outside of my comfort zone to start this podcast, but at the beginning of the year, or let's say at the end of 2023, I really felt like I have to take a step into this direction and I have to create something that is just mine, that has been created with my own hands, with my own ideas, just me, not for a firm that I work for, not for a project that I work for, not for a project that I make together with other people, but just me, myself, and I, and my ideas, and what makes my heart sing. I really felt that through the summer of 2023 and then coming out of 2023 when I quit my job and really felt like I had to make a step toward myself again because I had been going so far away from my ideas and who I was as a person, which is something that can happen when you grow up and you go out into the world and you try out different things, you try out different jobs, you meet different people and you just feel like you have to explore who you are as a person or who you are as part of this society. And I just have to refresh my PC from time to time because I actually made a post about what 2024 taught me. But I just want to touch upon these points during this episode. So that's why sometimes you will see me looking to my left, refreshing, so that it doesn't go black. Yeah, so I really felt like I needed, I felt this strong urge. I have never, or you know, there are these moments in your life where you just feel like you have to take action into a certain direction or you have to change something, but you can't really put your finger on it yet, and it's just this evolving thing, and you get ideas and ideas and you sit with your ideas and there's just this inner push and this inner urge to just, yeah, to go into a certain direction. But I feel like in this world where we are being taught, or where this inner voice gets drowned so easily, it is hard to listen to this inner voice, or it is hard to understand it like really clearly. And I would say that I have a really good relationship with my inner voice and that I'm really good at listening to it. And it has guided me really well through my adolescence, through my teenage years, through my university years. But then when you, and you know, during that time you're with your peers and you're just living in Austria, kind of still protected, or like you live in your bubble and you're part of your bubble, and it's a little bit easier to listen to that voice because there is not so much noise around. Or maybe that's just for me. Please let me know in the comments how it was for you growing up, how it was for you. Were you able to listen to your inner voice while growing up? Or when did that get drowned out for you? I'm really curious. Let me know in the comments. But for me, it really started when I entered the workforce and when you're this little fish and have to make your way between all those big fishes, between all the big fish and all the noise and everything. And it gets so hard to feel enough just the way you are, because there's just so much going on, so much competition, and yeah, it's just, it gets, that voice, that inner guidance just kind of loses its validity a little bit, and it gets, you know, you push it, or at least I pushed it down, and it was like, it gets better with the years, I just need to get the experience, and I just need to be able to survive in this world. And but it would still bubble up at times when I was resting, when I had the time to really just let my thoughts flow and think about all the dreams that I had as a kid and when growing up, and really questioning, am I still going into the direction of those dreams? Do I still believe in those dreams? Do I believe that they are attainable? Am I on the right track? And it is in those resting phases, and in those phases when you are alone, when you stare out into the ocean, or when you're on a hike and you just have that time and your thoughts do wander. And I do believe that those times of resting are crucial, because these are the times when that inner voice gets a chance to really bubble up and be like, hey, do you remember that dream you had? Or didn't you want to be that kind of a person? And don't you think that this dream situation isn't as dreamy as you thought it would be? And I just really can't really describe it, but these urges that you get are these intuitive hits that are like, didn't you want to go in that direction? And so that's when I had the ideas bubbling up for the podcast in summer, and then into the autumn of 2023, of like, I'd rather interview people that I find inspiring, and I kind of feel like I have something to say as well, and I would love to share that with the world. But somehow, at my day job as a journalist, where I get paid to interview people and where my voice does air on the radio, it's just not with the content that I want to be aired about myself, and that I want people to listen to and to hear. I don't even remember what I wanted to talk about or where I wanted this to lead. But yeah, that was the ending of 2023 was actually, it was real crumbling, the crumbling tower of the tarot card crumbling tower, everything falling to bits and pieces. And I start my, it's not a presentation, it's an Instagram post. That took me hours. Like, people underestimate how much time you can spend creating an Instagram post. And I can just get lost. I love it. It's so much fun. I just get lost. And what 2024 taught me, and I start with January, and, you know, end of 2023, everything crumbling. And then in January, it was this final, like the final blow to the tower. And after January, not even the foundation was left, or just the foundation was left, which was me. But, you know, I held on to that last bit of my old life with such a fervor, and that last bit was my relationship. And it was a real blow to me when he called it quits. It really, really fucking hurt, and it was like this last blow, but it was, in hindsight, so obvious that it had to go, because it was part of an old life, and here I was trying to create something completely new, because I had gone this classic route, and It just tasted like having chewing gum in your mouth for too long. Like, all of it. The job, the flat, the relationship. It tasted good for the first, like, hour of Hubba Bubba. And then it kind of just got stale. And I don't want to live my life on old chewing gum. But it did hurt. It did hurt, and it was a hard start into 2024. It really was a hard blow. But again, there is so much beauty in having everything crumble down, and so much relief because you can really start anew. I don't know how I would have been able to dedicate so much time and effort and energy into healing if I had still been in this relationship that I would have dragged from the old life into the new. Like, no. I can really recommend starting fresh as hell. I can really recommend that because it allowed me to put all of my energy into myself. And in January, I learned the true meaning of letting go and let God, and that the universe will catch you when you fall. And I think I've talked about this in all of my previous episodes, so I will not get further into that. Everything crumbling, starting from fresh, it was a blessing. In hindsight, it was a blessing, and I think I did an episode on it like in April because there was an astrological thingy that was similar to when my parents split. I think it was the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. And like at the time, I was like 11, 12 when my parents split. It felt like the world ending, just like it felt when my ex-partner left me in January. It felt like excruciating pain and just a tremendous loss of control and feeling unloved and, you know, all the whole package. But in hindsight, also, the splitting of my parents was a huge relief because it released me from an old world, an old way of living where average is the norm and old chewing gum is the norm. And everybody's just chewing old chewing gum and they're like, oh, it's so good. No, it's not. Like, life has so much more to offer. But if we are sticking with that old chewing gum, we never know what it feels like getting rid of that chewing gum and trying all these new and different and fresh dishes. And I do not mean like sleeping with 10 different guys or like getting a new guy every month, getting into new relationships all the time. That's not what I mean with many different fresh meals. Although I do get what, yeah, no, I'm not, nope, I'm getting down a rabbit hole that I do not want to get down. But I mean, if we are sticking to an old life, an old routine, where we know it's not making us happy and it tastes like old chewing gum, we never know what else we could taste. I hope you get my meaning. I feel like I'm talking a little bit confusing here. But the crumbling of the tower in both cases, my parents splitting, me getting out of this relationship that was fine, was actually the universe freeing me and the universe being like, okay, I push you off the cliff, but I do catch you. And when I catch you, we'll go on a magic carpet ride. So yeah, that was that. And I hope you get what I mean. And then, yeah, end of January, I started the podcast and I started doing interviews with people that I find inspiring, and I started doing these solo episodes. And in February, I really learned, when I think I recorded like 3 solo episodes in February, I really learned to step outside of my comfort zone and reinvent myself. And don't get me wrong, every single time when I want to sit down to record a solo episode, I procrastinate so much. Like, I could have recorded this at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Now it's, what, 10 p.m. Like, I've been procrastinating all afternoon because it still is. I have to get over myself. I have to get over my imposter syndrome and over this, oh, I don't know what I'm going to be talking about, da, 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 da. And do I really have something to say that people want to listen? These thoughts are still in my head, and I'm working on getting rid of them. I have so many new ideas for the next level of the podcast and content stuff that I would want to do in the next year, like in this year of 2025. But I'm still self-sabotaging myself, and I still have imposter syndrome, and I'm overthinking with everything that I do. And this year I have given myself a pass because I really wanted myself to heal, and I did not want myself to like jump into the next project and just hustle, hustle, hustle. So I allowed myself to procrastinate because I think at times it is important to take our time, and things happen at the right time for a reason, and we do procrastinate for a reason. But I would love to decrease my procrastination a little bit, and to, because there is a fine line between a normal work-life balance and procrastination and self-sabotage, obviously, in not getting stuff done because you think you're not good enough or not qualified enough. And I know that's something that I still have to work on, and that I would love for it to get better in 2025, so that I can do more content and feel a little bit more comfortable doing this, because I do think that I have things to say, and that people can take something from the videos that I make, the solos that I make, not just the interviews. But yeah, I did learn in February to take the first step to get outside of the comfort zone, and that it's actually pretty fun to do these videos. Next step for 2025 is to get over the imposter syndrome and to be like, hey, I have something to say, and I just really enjoy making these videos. And maybe I managed to record them without procrastinating the whole afternoon. But yeah, so that was my February 2024. In March, I learned that it's okay to lean on friends for love and support, and how invaluable time spent with them is. March was the best month. I love March. It's when I have my birthday, and I had an amazing spontaneous birthday party in a bookshop, and I traveled to Spain to spend time with one of my best friends. Like, she's my soulmate, and we've lived together for a couple of years, and now that we do not live together, we obviously do not spend as much time together anymore, but I just love her. But I just had this in my head that, you know, I didn't want to burden her and spend too much time with her, because obviously I'm just one of many of her friends that comes to visit. And when in Spain, I was like, I could do some solo traveling because I just want to be a hipster and solo traveling, because now I'm single and everybody who's single has to solo travel. And I loved it. I loved the time that I was at her place spending time with her. I loved the solo traveling, but it was challenging. It was challenging going from being with my soul sister, basically one of the people that I love most in this world, to traveling alone, like alone in Spain, and I do not speak Spanish. Oh my God. That was hard. It was really hard, and I learned so much on this trip. But on the plane home, I was really glad to be going home, and I was so grateful for everybody and everything that I have at home, and my amazing home, and my friends, and everything. And I regretted that I did not spend more time with her, because I could have. She had offered me to stay longer with her, and at the end I was like, was it necessary to travel alone for like 4 or 5 days? I could have just easily spent the time with her. And it was also really a time of, you know, I had invested so much time in my job, in my career, and in the partnership that I had. And I had neglected my girlfriends for the past 2 to 3 years. And I was doubting that they still loved me the way they loved me before, because I had neglected them. And that month was a real lesson for me in terms of, no, they are still there. And sometimes they need me more than I need them. And sometimes I need them more than they need me. And I will always be there for them. They will always be there for me, no matter what. And I learned that in March. Girlfriends, true friends, will always love you and will always be there for you. And time spent with friends, like, now I'm like grabbing, hanging on to as much time as I can spend with the people I love. And I also like solo traveling and spending time alone. But when I get the chance to spend time with the people I love, then I do that. I hang on to that. I learned that in March. Okay. Then, in April, I learned to really enjoy my home and my own company. Actually, April was such a good month. I mean, don't get me wrong. I remember there was a lot of rain, and there were also floods, I think, and catastrophes happening in April. So that was not good. But where I live, I really enjoyed the rain. I love taking rain walks. I live near a forest, and I just love going into the forest when it rains and just being with nature. And I was a lot alone in April, but because I chose to, because it felt right. There were also a lot of thunderstorms, I remember, and I remember just lying on my balcony a lot in April and just watching the thunderstorms, and that was honestly so healing. And as I said, I feel like we need those resting times, and it is easier when you're single to just stay home for a couple of days alone, not washing yourself, wearing your PJs 3 days in a row, which I feel like I did a lot in April. And that's fine. That's so fine. I also did it because, like, when January 2025 started, I had a really bad cold, and I did that when I was sick. I was just like 4 or 5 days in my PJs, not washing myself, just sleeping and trying to get better. And it is so okay to do that, to just, you know, hide away until we feel better again, and to take walks alone in nature to recharge. That is such a fruitful time. And in this society of capitalism and productivity, we actually underestimate the power of hiding away and just taking care of ourselves, because it is in those times that I have the best ideas and scribbling down everything. I'm like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. And you know, I have my south node in Aquarius and my north node in Leo, so I know that my challenge in this life, like, Aquarius is all big ideas and innovation and creativity, but like in your head, and Aquarius is like, I know that we have problems doing it and actually creating all the ideas that we have, like tangibly creating them. And Leo is all about leading and doing and just, you know, creating those ideas. So I know that's my learning thing in this life, to actually act on those ideas and to have them come alive. I'm working on it. In May, so this kind of ties in with April,